Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
The resurrection power of Jesus Christ is absolute, transforming and restoring lives, healing hurt, and making all things new. This power set Michael Bowen free from the captivity, darkness, and hell of addiction and delivered him back to God. This is Jesus Breaks the Chains.
Now I would like to introduce Evangelist Sylvester Payne, who has spent years working with the youth and drug-addicted people of Liberia. Hello, Evangelist Sylvester. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm fine. Bless God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to tell the people that the Lord has brought us together, told the story already about how I came to Liberia and how I was introduced to the people called the Zogos, the drug addicted of Liberia. We've already spoken to Sam Nunu, and he explained how addiction came into Liberia. And I told them the story about the first time when I came to Liberia, and you and I set up the church service, the sound system on the edge of the Palm Grove Cemetery, and we had church service, and the people came out worshiping and praising the Lord, the men and women and young people, and just begging us to help them. I just right now want to ask you to tell us about your experiences with the drug addiction problem in Liberia.
Yeah, when it comes to my experience with the drugs addiction problem in Liberia, it is an alarming issue where young people are on the wrong page, getting involved into smoking the drugs, and it becomes worse when it comes to them having kids, where they're burning children in the ghetto. And these children cannot be cared for. Some of them get sick most of the time and die. And even the female, some of the problem they go through, taking drugs. And the worst part about it is that the chemical they use is very, very much hazardous and dangerous to their health. And these kids are dying on a daily basis. We have an experience where sometimes when they are pregnant, we help to take them to the clinic for treatment. And when they give birth, we try to find help for them. But I want to bless God for Evangelist Michael Bowen, who got in contact, and he has been a real, real blessing. The Liberation Safe Home that we are constructing to see how best we can help the children, especially the babies that are born in the ghetto, and find a safe home where they will come all knowing Christ for themselves, giving better lives, seeing a great life beyond addiction, and also a home for the females that will find somewhere to grow up and know Christ for themselves. Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Evangelist Sylvester is talking about, we are at the final stages of completing the Liberation Center Liberia's children's safe home. And this is going to be able to be a place that we can bring those babies when they're born into the ghettos to drug addicted mothers, to bring them out of that environment into a safe place where they can be nurtured and loved. And as a part of that, if the mothers do not get off drugs, and we're going to have a home for them, we're in the beginning plans of constructing we have not begun construction. We haven't had the groundbreaking yet. But we have plans in the near future, in the next couple of months, to break ground on a women's safe home, which is right there close to on the same property as the children's safe home for the women. And so we can deal with both of them, the mother and the child. And if the mother will accept treatment and be rehabilitated and discipled, then we can bring the mother and the child back together. If the mother is not going to, we're going to be able to place those babies into a loving, nurturing Christian home in Liberia. And so it's just an incredible thing, that work of God that he has put together. And we should be finalizing construction of the children's safe home within a month to 6 weeks, we believe. So I just want to ask you right now, do you have any more information that you want to share with us about the Children's Safe Home or the women's home that will be starting soon?
Yeah, for the Children's Safe Home, it's already a blessing to Liberia. It's almost first of a kind because we don't have any safe home that provide care for adult kids. They have nowhere to go. In fact, people consider them as a waste. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing, and like people, we really appreciate it. And I believe that what God is starting in Liberia, will grow, and the nation itself will realize the blessings of God. And these children who are being abandoned and neglected and feel that they are complete waste will grow up to be giants and warriors of Christ.
Yes.
That their life will make meaning in Liberia. And also the female home, we it's a need, a really need. It also not common. Only very few people are running a rehab program for females. And we bless God that we will be going in that direction. And we'll soon be starting the project. By the grace of God, we bless God for the favor of God, especially from the U.S. We tell God thank you for Evangelist Marco. And it's my pleasure.
Yes. Thank you, Evangelist Sylvester. And we'll be in touch. And I just thank you so much for joining this podcast and telling the people from your perspective of what it's like in Liberia. And I just want to thank you for your service for these people. And I know you love them. I've seen it firsthand. And it really, especially the children and the women, it has really touched your heart, you and your wife's heart, to be of service to them and to help this people of your country. So I just thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
I want to thank everyone who has listened to this podcast and tell you that if you feel led to be a part of this wonderful ministry, you can do so by visiting our websites and donating online or sending a check to the address on the website. Again, I'm going to give you the website. It's www.sonsanddaughtersofthunder.org or www.liberationcenterliberia.org. We are a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, and we'll send you a receipt for tax purposes for your donation. We believe the fire of God is going to burn the addiction out of Liberia one soul at a time in Jesus' name. You've heard from Pastor Sam and Evangelist Sylvester. These two men are champions in Liberia for this forgotten, thrown away people, and we're there for them. And I've joined them because they are like how I used to be when I was addicted to drugs. I was considered someone who they thought would never, ever be anything but a drug addict or a criminal. Everybody that knew me had lost hope. They said, oh, you're going to be a drug addict forever, because I told them so many times that I would never use drugs again. And I continued to use drugs over and over and over again. And so nobody wanted to be around me. I hurt too many people. I stole from them, and nobody would believe a word that came out of my mouth. But God changed me that day in prison when I gave my life to Him. And God will change these people. And God has made me a champion for Him. I am an ambassador for Christ. I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ now. He took this drug addicted, crackhead, crack cocaine addict for 25 years that everybody had lost hope in, and he turned him into an evangelist for the drug addicted population in Liberia, West Africa, and preaching in the prisons all over Texas. And so if he can do that for me, and it's nothing I did, I promise you, the only thing I did was surrender my life to him and became an empty vessel and let him fill me. And I said, yes to God, I will serve you the rest of the days of my life. And that's what I do. I'm going to leave you with this vision that the Lord has given me for Liberia. And this is the vision of the ministry we have in Liberia. The vision of Sons and Daughters of Thunder Liberation Center Liberia is to take the drug addict wherever he or she is and bring them out of the ghettos, cemeteries, and addiction, and have them become new creations in Jesus Christ as his disciples and witnesses to the end of the earth. Just like the Lord did with me, Jesus took me in my brokenness as I surrendered my life to him on a prison chapel floor. I begged Jesus that if he would save me, that I would serve him the rest of the days of my life. I traded my old addicted life to drugs in for a new life as his disciple and witness. This is the vision the Lord has given me that every Zogo in Liberia become a fearless disciple of Jesus Christ and serve him the rest of the days of their lives. An army of believers spreading the gospel for the salvation of souls. Then for the new disciples to go back into the ghettos and cemeteries and help pull their friends out as well, until all the ghettos and cemeteries in Liberia are emptied out in Jesus' name. And the building on Center Street at the edge of the cemetery where the Zogos live and do drugs is torn down and a liberation center is built in its place. I prophesy. Zogos will be born again, and they will become sons and daughters of thunder, and they will form a mighty and powerful spirit-filled army that rises up and takes the battle to the enemy's stronghold, defeating the enemy and taking back everything he ever stole from them in Jesus' name. Oh, dry bones, come alive. Ezekiel 37:13-14. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened up your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your graves. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I'll place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. This is the vision for Liberia. This is the vision for all of us, and it's just happening in Liberia. It's happening all over the United States. But this is the place where the Lord has called us to serve. Pastor Sam, Evangelist Sylvester, and myself to serve. This is the mission he has for us in Liberia, West Africa. And I hope that you would be touched in your spirit and your soul, and that you would help us help the people, the least of these, the most vulnerable population in West Africa are the Zogos and the children that are being born to these people. So I just leave you with this. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and may the Lord bless you in all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information on Michael Bowen's ministry, Sons and Daughters of Thunder, visit sonsanddaughtersofthunder.org. And remember, there is no addiction in Jesus Christ. Jesus breaks the chains.